May 22nd, 2011 started like just another spring day in the city of Joplin. That afternoon, graduates from Joplin High School gathered in Missouri Southern's Leggett and Platt Athletic Center for commencement. The hour-long ceremonies began around 4 p.m., but shortly after 5 p.m., skies began to grow dark, and there was talk about a tornado warning. Only minutes after graduation ended, tornado sirens began to sound. A massive EF5 tornado was hurtling across the Kansas line, aimed directly at the city. 161 people would die. As amazing as it seems, this year marks the 10th anniversary of the Joplin tornado. News Talk KZRG's Ty Albright has more.
Then, as now on May 22nd, News Talk KZRG and the stations of Zimmer Marketing served as the first lines of information and defense. Even before the tornado hit, broadcasters knew it was on the way.
Damaging and multi-vortex tornado reported with this storm. So we do have a confirmed tornado in the city of Joplin.
That's KZRG's Rob Meyer giving real-time updates as the tornado moved from west to east across the city, and within just minutes, a stretch of Joplin roughly from 15th to nearly 32nd Street was completely unrecognizable.
We have an actual report of a tornado on the ground. So you need to be taking caution at this hour because a tornado has touched down in the city of Joplin.
That's KZRG's Josh Marsh, who was live on the air during the storm. This as many started to realize the scope of what had just occurred. KZRG's Chad Elliott surveyed the damage on Rangeline Road just moments after the storm had passed.
We have sustained a major hit here on the city of Joplin. There are people that are needing help. People trapped in their cars. I see cars crumpled, Josh. Arby's has been destroyed. The building is, the windows are blown out. Oh, my Lord. I see massive, massive, massive amounts of damage. I am not exaggerating this at all. This is just horrible, Josh.
As the minutes and hours passed, the four-state area, then the nation, and the world began to react. It was clear that the tornado was to change Joplin forever.
In tomorrow's segment, we'll talk about the national and even international reaction to the Joplin tornado. Steve Smith, News Talk KZRG.